Inside Ben Davis Basketball with Coach James of the Ben Davis Giants. Coach, how are you doing?
Just fine. How about you?
I'm doing good, Coach.
Good. A little cold.
It is a little cold. Let's talk about the last couple games. You got a win against Martinsville, but then you had a loss to Carmel in Carmel. Talk about that game.
Yeah, I thought Carmel was real disciplined on offense. I think they took 31 shots. Klein took 21 of them. They made sure their best player got all the shots, and we did what we were supposed to do. Except in the fourth quarter and in the second quarter, first and third, we defended pretty well. I thought it was one of those games where we didn't do the things we were supposed to do, looking back, and that's probably what cost us the game more than everything. We knew what we were supposed to do. We just didn't execute real well. As part of it, they did what they were supposed to. We didn't. I didn't think we got Gillis enough shots. He was like 5 for 8 or 6 for 8 from the field. We didn't get enough looks. So we'll learn from that, I think. It was a big loss to us simply because it's a conference game. Can't dwell on the past. You know, you have to learn from it and keep moving on. And the kids have came to work this week pretty focused on what we need to do. I thought even the next night when we bounced back against Martinsville, we were much more focused and I thought played with more intent on what we, little things are what got us against Carmel. So, you know, if we can keep up that thing, that's what we want to do here getting ready for the tournament is start cleaning things up on little things. And that's what we'll try to do on offense and defense both. Attitudes have been good this week in practice. I thought we played hard both games last weekend. We just didn't play real smart on Friday night.
All right, from a coaching standpoint, when you have one of your best players like Deshaun Tate, who's having a struggling night from the field, it's like there was a lid on the bucket for him, nothing could fall. What do you tell him within the game to try to get his confidence up?
You don't worry about that. We don't have a team where one guy has to score. I felt like Sean felt like he had pressure on himself. He felt like he had to score. I thought that got us in trouble. It caused us to take some quick shots. If we would have been patient again and just stayed with our game plan of getting the ball inside, I thought we'd been all right. I think sometimes kids, players, put a lot of pressure on themselves that they have to do things. What you have to do is control things you can. That's boxing out, rebounding, not turning the ball over, taking good shots. I didn't like our shot selection in the game at all. I thought that hurt as much as anything. So we've worked on it this week. I'm sure we'll get better at it, and we'll make sure that next time we play, hopefully we won't have those same. Well, we didn't. The next night we cleaned a lot of those things up.
All right, well, the next game is another big one. If you win this one, you do get a share of the Mick. It's against the Lawrence North Wildcats. Talk about this matchup coming up.
Well, we have Avon Saturday over there, we come in and play Lawrence North Thursday. And Lawrence North's always a tough game for us. I've coached against Jack a long time. They'll be very, very well prepared. It could potentially be for the conference championship. They play Carmel tomorrow night. We're off tomorrow, which is Friday. And if they beat them, then it'll be for the conference championship pretty much. We've played 6 conference games. Everybody else only played 4 and 5. So they have to play each other yet. So outside shot, we still have a chance at the conference. We sort of control our own destiny. We didn't do very well last Friday. So we're about Lawrence North on Thursday. Right now our immediate concern is Avon. They get their best player back. He broke his wrist. The Peters kid, the quarterback in football, will be back to play basketball against us Saturday. I'm sure they'll be hooping and hollering, ready to go get us. It's always a pretty good little rivalry going over there. They've been struggling a little bit. They've only won 5 or 6 games, but they're better than that. They play a very good schedule. They're very well coached. And like I said, just the emotion, I think, and everything of them getting their best player back will really juice them up for our game. And we happen to have a team right now that everybody pretty much brings their best shot against us. They don't overlook us. So we're going to have to show up to play.
All right, Coach. Well, you got Avon this Saturday. I'll see you then. Good luck.
Yep. Thanks, bud.
Yep.